No Villas Marquez. Noong Nobyembre 18, noong taong 2011, meron po ba kayong natatandaang anumang nakita sa telebisyon ukol sa...
Kailan po yun? Ano po yung date?
November 18, meron po ba?
Opo. May Pasko naman po si Ginoong Marquez noong November 18. I think as an offshoot noong pag-issue nga po nitong November 18, 2011.
Ano po ang sinabi ni Mr. Marquez doon sa press conference na sa palagay ko ang tinutukoy nyo, nakita nyo sa television?
Hindi ko na po natatandaan lahat. Ang natatandaan ko lang po na medyo importante kong masabi, and this can be confirmed, ay pinaliwanag niya na effective na daw po talaga yung TRO. Wala siyang sinasabi na nagkaroon ng botohan na there was non-compliance with that condition, and yung unang botohan ho ng Sucourt, again based on the disclosures of Justices Sereno and Carpio in their dissenting opinions, ay ang by 7-6 ang ano nila is that hindi na nila kailangan sabihin kung suspended ba talaga yung TRO, kasi clear naman daw po of its common sense, quoting one of the justices, na it's common sense that is understood that because the TRO is subject to certain conditions, pending the compliance with those conditions, it cannot be considered as already effective. Yung parang ang naging consensus nila as disclosed by Justice Sereno, dahil malinaw naman po daw yun, that's fundamental na conditional, so hindi na nila kailangan sabihin na it was deemed suspended. That was the first voting. Mahaba hong istorya, meron hong other.
If you don't have this,
I'll ask
with the kind intelligence of the honor.
I'll ask questions. Yes, I will do that.
No, because with due respect, Your Honor, it seems that the testimony of the witness now is beyond the purpose. This is practically amending, criticizing the decision of the Honorable Court. It has nothing to do with the alleged impeachment complaint against Chief Justice Corona, Your Honor.
May I be permitted, Your Honor, to go into the impeachment complaint, Your Honor? Respondent betrayed the public trust through his partiality in granting a temporary restraining order in favor of former...
Now, this alone, the charge is that there was a... that the guilty party, meaning Chief Justice Corona, issued the restraining order, Your Honor, in violation, allegedly, of any provision of law or culpable violation of the Constitution, Your Honor. But thus far, nothing had surfaced to this effect. What is being discussed with due respect to the witness, Your Honor, are matters which are entirely irrelevant and impertinent. The court can take judicial notice, Your Honor, of the nature of the proceedings before the Supreme Court. It is a collegiate court. There can be no restraining order on any decision that can come out without the majority participating therein, whether it is an en banc decision or merely a decision in division, Your Honor. We had been very tolerant in this matter, Your Honor, because we were quite at a loss as to the real purpose of the introduction of the Honorable Secretary in connection with these matters, Your Honor.
The understanding of the presiding officer is that the Secretary of Justice was introduced to narrate the history of the issuance of the TROs against her with respect to the enforcement of a circular number 41 and the watch list orders. There was a TRO issued against her that is within her knowledge, and that the dissenting opinion is a part of the record of the TRO.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yes, Your Honor, but with due respect to the... May I?
Yes.
This is an impeachment complaint, Your Honor, against Chief Justice Corona. Under paragraph 7, he is being impeached because allegedly he masterminded the grant of a temporary restraining order. Up to this point, Your Honor, I see no testimony to that effect. What is being attacked now is the validity, the legality, or the infirmity of...
Anyway, we are intelligent enough to read the Article 7 and relate it to the testimony of the witness. So, counsel, have faith in the...
I have more than this
elected senators to evaluate the evidence that are going to be presented here.
I'm only trying to exercise some sort of protection in favor of the client, of the Chief
yes,
Justice,
I understand
Your Honor.
Where you're coming from, and we will be able to shift between what is knowledge and what is hearsay evidence.
It is not merely with the kind indulgence of...
We are not reviewing the decision of the Supreme Court. We are just getting the narration of the witness with respect to her knowledge of what transpired with respect to the issuance of the TRO against her.
Yes, Your Honor, I fully agree with that. There may be some infirmity, there may be some irregularity, but our center point here is the alleged participation of the Honorable Justice Corona, who is being impeached, Your Honor. That's my point of objection.
Let us wait for the finality of the direct examination of the distinguished Secretary of Justice.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. I was a little bit reluctant because of the testimony is being adduced by the Honorable Secretary of Justice. I was once Secretary of Justice. I do not want to be placed in a position that she is now, Your Honor.
Well, this is the witness called by the prosecution, and let us hear her. We realize that from herself, it was not the respondent alone that issued the TRO, it was the Supreme Court and bank. So we know this. It's from the mouth of the Honorable Secretary of Justice. So proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, then, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Sorry.
After you received, pagkatapos po ninyong matanggap yung notice at saka resolusyon ng Korte Suprema na ang petsa ay Nobyembre 18, 2011, meron po ba kayong natanggap, kung meron man kayong natanggap, na panibagong notice at resolusyon sa Korte Suprema tungkol po doon sa dalawang usaping nabanggitin nyo, yung combined that were consolidated?
Meron po several resolutions after the November 18. Kasi po, after the November 18 resolution, nagkaroon po ng oral arguments at November 22 po yun. And then meron uli another one, November 24, and then another oral arguments, December 1. And after each of those sessions, those oral arguments, nag-i-issue po ng resolution ang Supreme Court.
Okay.
And that resolution was issued by the Supreme Court and bank?
And bank, Your Honors, but again, these are unsigned resolutions because they speak of pending incidents and not yet the decision on the merits.
But so, those and bank resolutions were issued after an argument by both parties before the court.
Yes, but yung resolutions po are just on certain incidents like for example reflecting or narrating the what pleadings or what incidents were taken up in a particular hearing or session.
Not on the merits.
Not yet on the merits, Your Honor, as a matter
actually,
of fact.
Actually, the case is not yet over.
Yes, Your Honor.
It's still pending.
Yes, Your Honor. These consolidated cases have been submitted already for resolution because both parties have filed their respective memoranda, but no decision yet as of this moment, Your Honor.
Yes.
May I proceed, Mr. Wilson? Natatandang po ba ninyo kung kayo nakatanggap, kung nakatanggap pa kayo ng notice of resolution muli sa Korte Suprema na ang fecha ay December 13, 2011?
Opo. Isa po ito sa mga later resolutions na December. Natanggap namin. December 13, 2011 resolution na may mga naka-attach uli na mga dissenting opinions.
Okay. Your Honor, please.
What's the pleasure of the general?
We admit the existence of this resolution, Your Honor.
All of those are public records.
Yes, Your Honor.
They can be taken notice of
judicial
by this court.
Judicial notice. But
it's better for them to be presented here anyway so that we will not be asking the Supreme Court anymore for a copy. We have no objection, so
yeah.
You can proceed.
Also, admission?
Yes.
Admit? All right.
Oh, yes.
Attached to Exhibit Nonopol V is Exhibit Premark Exhibit Nonopol V-1, which is the dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno. Also admitted.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Very willingly. Is there any instance in this entire proceeding, Madam Secretary, that you know of, where the respondent acted alone in issuing a process or order of the Supreme Court?
If you're referring, Your Honors, to resolutions duly issued by the court,
In the entire period that these petitions to restrain the Department of Justice in carrying out circular number 41 and the WLO, the watch list orders. Up to now, is there any instance where the respondent acted alone in issuing any order, any process or any resolution bearing on this particular issue?
The direct answer to that question, Your Honor, is no.
All right.
But may I?
Yes, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Yes, there has been no resolution, orders or processes coming from the Supreme Court, which was issued alone by the respondent, Chief Justice Corona, or an action on his own. But if I may refer you, Your Honors, to certain disclosures again in the dissenting opinions, particularly that of Justice Sereno, there is one or a couple of points there which to me is worth looking into. Like, for example, number one is the order or the instruction of the Chief Justice through Justice Velasco not to promulgate the December 2 dissenting opinion of Justice Sereno. And that dissenting opinion pertains again to what was happening with respect to the voting of the members of the Supreme Court on the issue of the efficacy of the TRO. Medyo nagkagulo po sila doon. So that's one po.
If Your Honor, please, with the kind indulgence.
May we request this counsel to allow the Secretary of Justice to finish before you make...
I'm sorry, I thought she's true with her statement.
Not yet, Your Honor. I was just citing one example. There is another example.
Because I was about to interrupt, Your Honor, because the matters being dealt with in the testimony are matters strictly of official confidence, Your Honor.
Well, anyway,
a public officer...
Anyway, if he's going to be disciplined, let the court.
No, it's not a question of, if Your Honor, please, I hope I will not be misunderstood. It's not a question of disciplining the witness on the stand, Your Honor. It's a